Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The man that makes Dana pee into her boots at a concert is the artist of the day.
I might go today. I'm wearing boots.
Oh, there you go.
Who turned the heater on in this place?
It's so hot in here.
I ran home to get the dog real quick because I was going to bring her in on Friday, but I'm like, eh. So I brought her in today. But thank God I decided to bring the dog in because... I went home and got a t-shirt.
I thought I was having hot flashes.
I was wearing just a sweatshirt.
Woo!
And I was out in the newsroom earlier printing off stories and stuff. I could feel the sweat dripping out of my armpit into the sweatshirt. I'm like, uh-uh.
You know what it is, and I'm not complaining. I'm thrilled because we're going to get a big warm-up this week. The sun comes right in through these windows, and that's what it is.
It was hot when I came in the back door to go get on the elevator with the dog.
See, I'm actually not cold today,
damn,
so there's
who
that.
Turned on the heat? You're what?
I'm not cold today.
Did you watch every second of the Olympics over the weekend?
Oh, I did watch some. I did not watch every second.
I have become this weird
happens every 2 years.
Olympic.
Yeah, it does.
Nut loon, and I can't miss it.
Do you remember what happened 2 years ago, Dana Wright?
No.
The Summer Olympics was on. And you came in and said the exact same thing about the Summer Olympics.
I am telling you, I cannot stop watching those figure skaters. And I went on today to try to tape tonight. And it's like luge and speeds. Like,
dude,
there is no disappointment like when there's not figure skating on for me.
The luge thing, though, is amazing. Yeah. Like, those guys are crazy.
Is that the one where they do the, you know, at the beginning, the...
Yeah.
Where they look like they're humping
I mean, it's a little phallic.
And then they, like, fly at 80 miles an hour down an ice chute. It's amazing.
You know, one of the Olympians did the first triple axel in an Olympics over the weekend. Now, you might be saying to yourself, I thought that's what Tonya Harding was famous for. She did the first triple axel in competition and then had that epic meltdown during the Olympics. Mm-hmm. My skates broken, my shoelace. So it's never been done at the Olympics. Mm. And that cute little sweet thing wearing that red dress did that over the weekend, and I thought I was going to start crying. I was so excited for her.
You don't like any of the other stuff except the skating?
Nope. I gotta have me some skating.
Like the slalom going down the hill at 5,000 miles an hour on their skis. I love that. Oh, here's what I was getting into over the weekend. The snowboarding.
Yeah.
Those people are crazy too.
Oh, that red, whatever his name is, kid.
The 17.
Years, 17.
Whatever.
Got his gold. Hey, one of the things I want to complain about just for a bit, because I've heard that this happens, but I didn't realize the extent to which people do this. Do you know how many athletes this year are not competing under the flag of their own country? And I'm here to tell you, I don't think that should be allowed. It annoys me.
Wait, who? South Korea.
South Korea has an American.
They do. They've got two Americans.
But they were adopted from South Korea.
Listen to this.
And one of the Korean kids, her American, read that, white sister, plays for the USA.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
They had a really interesting story about them this morning on either GMA or CBS. I can't remember.
Roughly 6% of the athletes, which is 178 of them, are competing for a country they were not born in. The only requirement in the Olympic Charter is that an athlete be, quote, a national of the country for which he or she is competing. Anyone who wants to compete for a different country must do so 3 years after they last competed. I think that's cheating. You can't just say you're an American your whole life, and now all of a sudden, because you can't make the skating team here, you're going to be French? In what world does that make sense?
There's a kid who plays for the Mexican national soccer team who was born to illegal immigrants in San Diego.
So now he's...
Well, he's an American. Has been since birth.
So he's competing for Mexico, though,
yeah,
and not here.
Because both Mexico and the United... He's like a phenom. Both Mexico... Now, this is soccer, not anything Winter Olympic related. But it happens all the time, Dana, in any sport that you can imagine.
Doesn't baseball do the same thing when they do their international game?
Mexico... I can't remember the kid's name off the top of my head. He's like 17 years old. But he's one of these guys that everybody's like, invest. Invest.
Right.
The dividends are going to be huge. So the United States wanted him, of course, because he's an American. But Mexico wanted him really badly because his parents originally are from Mexico.
See, I think it's like jury duty.
And he went to Mexico.
When you're trying to get out of jury duty, your home is where you lay your head at night. It's not your lake house.
Is this a Tim Grunhardt related story? Are you still sour about that Tim Grunhardt story?
Your summer vacation home in Tahoe. Your home is where you lay your head at night. And I think if you're an American, your home is America.
Well, what if you're like Tim Grunhardt and you lay your head down sometimes in Leawood and sometimes in the lake?
Are you a juror? Then you've got to be a juror here. It kind of bothers me, Kara.
You're still sour about that jumping out of the bushes story, aren't you?
I'm sour about these athletes jumping countries because it suits them.
Well, take the young Korean hockey player, okay? She was adopted by her American parents when she was 2 years old, but she was born in South Korea.
Come on, Scott. She is American. She's as American as Saeed Jamal.
Well, she looks very Korean.
Well, that's okay. Doesn't mean she's not American.
She was born in Korea, so it's possible that her motherland wants her back to play
sure
on the
do.
Old hockey team.
I'm sure they do.
But here's the deal. If she's not, she wasn't a parent, and I just kind of deduced
this. But if she gets a gold and she's standing on the podium, realize she will take that medal under the country, under the flag of a country to which she does not belong.
Anymore.
Kind of bothers me.
But it was my understanding from the story this morning that she wasn't good enough to get onto the American
team.
That's
why they jumped,
and
Scott.
And so she went to the South Korean team so she could realize an Olympic dream.
So you know they're going to be playing that anthem and she's going to be going...
What is the South Korean anthem
sound
like?
Oh, this song.
Oh, it's in English.
Because I've never been here. I'm like Hillary Clinton running for Senate. I'm not from New York. But now here I am in New York.
I'm Hillary Clinton running for
Senate. I don't think they should be allowed to do it.
So she's a carpet-bagging hockey player.
Yes, she is.
There you go.
Okay. So what's on tonight?
I was so disappointed when I woke up this morning.
I know, because it's like other competition.
I know.
You know, they can't skate every night.
Like curling.
That was on yesterday. I find that sport to be fascinating.
Yeah.
I could totally see you being one of the little sweepers out there with the little broom.
Is that a gay joke?
Better be him. I think you could totally do it.
Better be him, because I'm not a sweeper.
Mm-mm.
Hand me a broom. I don't know what to do with it. I'm sorry, you want me to do what with this?
I don't even sweep at home. I'm not going to sweep somebody else's.
I am not familiar with this.
This ice
apparatus.
Looks fine. It doesn't need to be swept. It's beautiful. Why are you trying to clean it?
It's so white.
God, and he's so fast with that broom. It's like he's in a rush to get done. That's how Dana watches curling on TV.
I should hire him to clean my house.
You know Chris is sitting right next to her on the couch, because Chris is from Iowa, and he loves these winter sports.
Right?
Hockey's his favorite.
Loves hockey.
And so you know he's just sitting there just hoping for like an hour of peace and quiet.
No.
So he can sit down and watch the Olympics. And her is sitting right next to him going, I don't understand why they're cleaning already clean ice. I mean, it's just like, just throw the dang curl thing. You don't have to sweep in front of it. There's no dirt.
Do you hear who loves the curling thing?
I do.
Mr. T over the weekend. If you
really?
Look it up on Twitter. No. Mr. T apparently was going crazy over curling and said something about, you curling fool.
You know
terrible
what I like
Mr.
about
T
it?
Impression.
That was horrible.
Horrible.
What did he sound like?
You heard me, you curling fool.
You curling fool.
I'm really pumped watching the Winter Olympics. I'm watching events I never thought I would watch before, like curling. You heard me, curling fool.
You can't start a Mr. T impersonation without I pity the fool.
I pity the curling fool.
Okay.
No, that was like Dana just reading Mr. T. You got to do it like Mr. T.
Yeah.
Come on.
You curling fool. so dumb.
I mean, look at this guy. He looks like the guy that was accused of setting the bomb off in Atlanta. What's his name? Richard Jewell.
Yeah, but
this guy looks like Richard Jewell curling.
He also looks like Andy Reid.
Oh, he totally looks like
he
Andy
looks like
Reid.
A skinnier
That's
Andy
like
Reid.
What I like about curling is you could be Rod's shape, and you could be a gold medal winner.
That's true.
I don't know. You got to sweep that sweeper.
What shape is Rod's shape?
You know that
the curling shape.
You know,
not a figure skating shape.
That kind of looked like an egg. That was the shape you just made in the air.
Says the sitting down new fat guy to the old fat guy.
Anyway, I love
now
it.
Now you're calling him old?
I'm thrilled.
Nice no, he's just all. Been bad for a long time. I'm new to this group.
Oh, I'm definitely old.
You're new to this group.
I've received a lot of texts in my life. My workout instructor, Lynn, I never thought I'd get this one. Mm-hmm. Would you mind asking Dana who does her eyebrows?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Aesthetic hair. Yes.
Okay.
I tattooed my face, remember?
Oh, that's right.
That's why they look so good. Yeah, not a hair out of place.
Because they can't.
You mean not a tattoo out of place?
Whatever.
All right.
You know, they asked our famed male Olympic skater, who is my new favorite person in the whole wide world.
Is this the Coppin kid or
Rap or Rup?
Rippin?
Rippin?
Oh, I love him. Anyway, they asked him, what is it like to be a gay Olympic athlete?
Why does that matter?
I'm like, is this 1976? I don't know.
And he's a figure skater.
And he's a figure skater, right?
If you're a man and you're engaged in figure skating, it's automatic. You're gay.
No, I don't agree.
Yeah, what they should say is, how is it that you're the first not gay male figure skater?
No, it's Rippon. Adam Rippon. Anyway, his performance was electric, if I can say so myself.
Oh, my God.
And apparently someone asked him, you know, what is it like to be this you know, world-renowned gay Olympic athlete or something. And he said, well, it's just like being a straight athlete, but we have better eyebrows.
That's pretty good.
Which is so true, because he looks good.
That's pretty good.
We have a lot to talk about today.
What year is this that we're still asking people who they sleep with?
I know. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible? Hey, congratulations. What's it like to be a gay athlete? Yeah. He's like, ugh.
You know, I was watching Good Morning America. We were having breakfast over at Kelly's, and Amy Robach was over in Pyeongchang, and she was interviewing this Rippon kid. Seems like a very nice young man. Leave the politics out of it, just skate. But I think of the four or five questions that she asked him, two or three of them, I remember it being at half of the questions she asked him had to do with him being gay. And I remember sitting there.
Wait, being gay or just his personal life? Because if I interviewed you as an Olympian.
Being a gay athlete.
I would say something like, and tell me you've got these beautiful two daughters. You have this partner.
Wouldn't you ask me about my performance last night that was so out of this world good? But no, she wants to talk about what he does when his pants are off, not when his what he does when his pants are on. And I just remember sitting there sipping my coffee thinking, what year is this? Who cares? I could not care less who somebody is doing when I'm not looking, as long as it's not a kid.
All right. Why do you always have to go there?
Well, because I can already see the text line. So you're okay with pedophilia? No, of course not. But if it's two consenting adults, I don't care who you have sex with. I just don't.
All right, that's
and
fair.
I don't need to know about it from somebody covering the Olympics.
All right.
Anyway, that's all. When we get back.
Oh, Kara. What happened at an Independence Applebee's over the weekend? This is going to make at least national news, if not international news.
I heard it already has made national news. Is that true?
The video has been shared like 50,000 times
at
this point.
So it's officially gone.
Viral.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll get to that in just a moment. Trouble at an Applebee's in Independence where some women say they were racially profiled. Get to that in just a moment. Dana Wright, Rod Babcock, Kara Marxer. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
If you have not gone out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit, I don't know what you're waiting for. Their deals right now are insane. You can lease a brand new 2018 Jetta S for $139 a month. Brand new car. Or you can buy it and they will knock $4,000 off MSRP. Ask them to see my car, the Atlas. I love that thing. The award-winning 2018 Atlas S right now is $279 a month if you want to lease one, or you can buy it. And again, they will knock off $4,000 off MSRP. Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. They still have a few 2017s left, some of those Tiguan Limited models. You can lease one of those. And a reminder, if you go with the 2018, most of those Volkswagen models come with a 6-year, 72,000-mile transferable warranty. Check them out or go online, vwleesummit.com. Ask them to see Dana's car, vwleesummit.com, and ask them about that $139 a month deal on your brand new lease 2018 Jetta S. You tell them Dana sent you.
Everybody's looking for love. Oh, ain't that the reason you're at this club? Oh, you ain't gonna find a dance with him. No, I got a better solution for you, girl.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. I think we have some audio. I think Weinbaum was working on some audio and put it in the system here just a few minutes ago. I'll double check on that. A St. Louis woman's Facebook post saying that she was racially profiled at an Independence Applebee's has gone viral after restaurant staff accused her and a friend of leaving without paying their bill during a previous visit. In the post, the woman wrote that she was shopping with a female friend at the Independence Center shopping mall when they decided to stop at Applebee's to eat. There, restaurant staff accused them of running out on a bill the night before. The woman denied that and said they felt that they were accused because they are black. The restaurant's owners said they found no indications of any racial bias. A description of the incident and a video showing part of it were posted Saturday to the Facebook account of Alexis Bryson. According to the Facebook profile, she attended Rockhurst University but now lives in St. Louis. The video has been viewed more than a million times, and the post has been shared more than 33,000 times. I think it's now up to 50,000 since it was first put online on Saturday. During the meal, the women were approached by an Independence police officer, a mall security guard, and a restaurant manager. The police officer told the women that they had been accused of leaving without paying their bill during a visit to the restaurant
the day before,
the night prior. The women strongly denied the accusation.
Now, she says, we were told we were accused of eating and not paying for chicken the day before. And she says in parentheses, dining and dashing. But she says, I have proof that we were elsewhere the night before. I showed them that proof. It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. She said, we weren't even here. She says, we were mocked, humiliated, and embarrassed. We were asked to pay for our food, leave, and not come back.
Mm. Here is a portion of the video clip.
I mean, no, this is too much of an accusation to call it nothing, because we have not been here.
I've never been accused of stealing food, walking out, dining and dashing.
You need to come up there?
Yes.
My goal was positive.
Here, come over here.
All right, that obviously is the confrontation that occurred inside the restaurant. Here's a little bit more.
So this is racially profiled. She says he's almost positive it was us. It's okay.
We deal with this all the time. Black people in America got to do this all the time. If you watch him, we supposedly stole our food, okay? This is what black people have to deal with, if you want to know. This is what black people have to deal with. It's okay. Asia, come on, let's pay and let's go.
Mm. Mm.
Take race out of this conversation.
It's hard to.
This has nothing to do with race, and I'm going to tell you why. If my son roamed into an Applebee's with a buddy, because these girls are what, 18, 19 years old?
I think one of them's older than that, because it says here she went to Rockhurst College, I believe.
Okay.
Rockhurst University, if and my, now lives in St. Louis.
If my oldest son wandered into an Applebee's, sat down with a buddy, and then halfway through the meal, a police officer and a security guard came over and said, we know that you stole food here yesterday. You're going to need to pay for your meal and then leave.
No.
I would be livid. Livid. And I said this to Kara out in the newsroom. If you are going to accuse someone, a paying customer in your establishment, if you are going to accuse someone of stealing from your business, you had better damned well be sure it's the same people that stole the day before. For that matter, if someone did dine and dash the day before, why the heck would they come back, you know, 16 hours later and sit back down and eat again?
Applebee's is good, but it ain't twice in 2 days
good. It ain't that good. I don't buy it.
I mean, I like those mozzarella sticks. I don't like them that much.
I don't think these girls did anything wrong. This is going to be a public relations disaster for Applebee's. Disaster.
Mm-hmm. And here's the point. Well, I'll make this point. I know
they will be able to prove they were not there the day before, Scott.
You sue them?
Yes.
You sue them?
I would.
One of the women has retained an attorney.
Oh, God.
I don't know if there's any kind of a suit.
I am not in favor of the way Applebee's treated this whole situation. It's wrong. But a lawsuit? I mean, come on.
Again, don't know if there's a lawsuit. We just know that she's retained an attorney.
Just give them lifetime, like, mozzarella sticks.
I don't want your blooming onion. I want you to not try to arrest me when I'm eating.
It's Outback steak.
Right. Whatever.
Yeah. Too confused. To the newsroom, here is Kara Marks.
A new lawsuit against Harvey Weinstein's company today. We'll have more next.
Happens to all of us. Almost happened to me today on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Almost got T-boned again. Some lady running a red light. But if that does happen to you, God forbid, knock on wood, it doesn't. When it comes time to get your car fixed, there's only one place to take it, and that is Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. That's serious business. You want your car fixed right. You want to fix right the first time. And that's what they do. That's what they guarantee at Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. They've had people driving, I'm not kidding, from Omaha, from Columbia, from Lawrence. That's how strong their reputation is. And the work at Dale's in Blue Springs is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's the number. It's real simple. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855. Or you can find them online anytime at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you.
232 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. A lawsuit filed by the New York Attorney General causing trouble for the potential sale of the Weinstein Company. The suit saying Harvey Weinstein created what was called a toxic environment for women by repeatedly and persistently sexually harassing female employees. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says any sale needs to ensure that victims of the abuse will be compensated.
We have investigated other companies for patterns of sexual discrimination or harassment. We have never seen anything as despicable as what we've seen here.
Weinstein's attorney says many of the allegations are without merit. The lawsuit is effectively pausing the company's proposed sale to a group of investors. Shawnee Mission Schools will name their next superintendent tonight. The Board of Education holding a special meeting this evening to approve the contract for the new superintendent. Three finalists did meet and greet sessions with the public over the weekend. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
We have tranquil weather conditions in the forecast here in Kansas City straight through midweek with a climb in temperatures in the forecast too. Next front diving on in toward Thursday into Thursday night. Plenty of sunshine building in for the rest of today, that high right at 35. Tonight partly cloudy and not as cold, our low near 20. Jumping up to the upper 40s by Tuesday afternoon with a good deal of sun, and then much warmer for Wednesday, partly cloudy and low 60s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
35 at KCI, 34 in Blue Springs, 35 at your official weather station. I'm Kara Markser. Stay connected with News 98.1 KMBZ and KMBZ.com.
Text line. Scott, you should live the rest of your life as a black man, and then you can have an opinion. I hate that line of thinking. If these young ladies should sue or not, I'm a white female. Sounds to me like you think they should sue. You're not black. Bet you I got more awards from the NAACP than
well,
you do.
Well, stop it. Applebee's is saying, of course, all of the things you would expect a corporate entity to say when something like this happens. Our team's been working throughout the weekend and will continue to work to determine what happened and what appropriate measures will be taken. We do not tolerate racism or bigotry in any nature. We have no indications this was race-related.
What Applebee's or what this franchise should have done if they suspected that these two young black women were the ones who had dined and dashed the night before is they should have had somebody, maybe from the bar, just keep an eye on them. I know that sounds a little crazy.
But even then, I would say that's inappropriate because who gets to decide that those two girls sitting there sort of look like the girls sitting there yesterday?
Well, but
a 17-year-old server? A manager? Who gets to decide that we think those are the same two women? Because I guarantee you they're not. And I keep saying leave race out of it. It is hard to leave race out of it because if this ended up being a white manager who thought these two black women looked like the same black women that were in there yesterday, what does that say?
But what I'm saying, Dana, is this. Let's say, for example, your son, Jack, is not the only 17-year-old kid in town with long flowing hair.
Correct.
Okay? So let's say that somebody who sort of looks like Jack had gone into Applebee's the night prior and dined and dashed. The next night, Jack just happens to go to that same Applebee's, okay? What they would do or should do is just go up to the bartender and say, all right, I'm not saying it's him, but that kid over there kind of looks like the kid that came in last night and dined and
dashed. Let's make sure they don't run out this time.
Keep an eye on him, all right?
Okay.
You're not kicking him out. The biggest mistake Applebee's made, as far as I know or can see, is that they went up to these women, accused them of something they may or may not have done. We don't know.
With a police officer.
But they claim that they didn't do it, okay? It's amazing to me that we have to believe women when they tell you that they were sexually or physically abused. But when women tell you that I didn't dine and dash, all of a sudden, if you read the text line right now, they're being called into question. I wonder why. But anyway, instead of just the biggest mistake Applebee's made was going up to them with a police officer, you're right, and saying, we think it was you, we're pretty sure it was you, pay for your meal and get out. What they should have done is just kept an eye on them because you know what
because
they did?
Because unless you and Scott, I mean unless you know it's them, you do not say a word.
But you keep an eye on them if you think it might be them, and that's okay. And then if they dine and dash again, the bartender runs out and gets their driver's license or their license plate or whatever. They couldn't buy back the bad publicity they got over what was probably a $20 bill.
I was just going to say, over 40 bucks.
Oh, please.
We are talking about this story that really, at the heart of it, Scott, amounts to about $40. And I'm being generous there. That's with tip. You cannot calculate the damage that's going to be done to this company because of it. You can't even put a number on it.
Oh, I think you can.
Oh, I don't.
Do you still buy Subway sandwiches? I do.
There is no question that Subway took a dip after their spokesman was outed as a pedophile.
And then recovered.
I think this is going to have legs. I think the black community is going to stand up and say, yes, this happens. It's happened to me. It's happened to my mom. Not at this restaurant, but throughout life, these things happen. Doesn't happen with the same frequency to your kid, but it happened to my kid. We're sick of it, and we are going to boycott this company. I guarantee you, this has legs.
Let's go 576-7798. Jeff in Shawnee. Hello, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a little surprised. I mean, Dana immediately says this didn't happen, that they didn't do it. But if they were two white kids, no, this wouldn't be a racial thing. But it happens with white kids, black kids, Mexican kids, or anybody. People are always doing stuff like this, just going in, ordering food, and walking out. They go to Home Depot, and they walk out with things. And Home Depot people get fired if they do anything about it. I don't understand why it's okay just to steal on a regular basis.
But would you go to the same restaurant the day after you had dined and dashed from that restaurant?
The day after what?
Would you go back to an Applebee's, for example, if last night you dined and dashed at that very same Applebee's? That's the one question that keeps popping into my mind where I tend to believe the women in this story that wasn't them. That
I can understand that argument.
You would
sure.
not.
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't go back to the scene of the crime and sit down and order another meal where you dined and dashed the day before. You just wouldn't do it.
People have gotten very brazen with this kind of stuff. They just don't. They don't get caught. Nobody does anything about it, and they just kind of. What are you going to do?
So you think people would be dumb enough to go back to the same restaurant Why wouldn't you dine and dash at a different one?
I understand your argument, but yeah, I do think people are dumb enough. I'm a landlord. I know people are dumb enough.
Okay.
People do.
I've been a landlord. I hear what you're saying, but I just find it really hard to believe.
And here's the thing that Alexis and her friend have on their side. You can easily prove, in most cases, where you were 24 hours before. It's easily proven. Show me a receipt. Show me what you were doing yesterday. Show me a Facebook post from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in St. Louis? Were you in Kansas City? It's easy to prove this was not them. For Applebee's, under any circumstance, it is impossible to prove it was them. It's impossible, Scott, unless you come in and you have some kind of mass facial deformity and your left arm's in a sling and you've got a shirt on that says my name is Bob Ross. No. And you dine and dash and come back the next day, it is impossible for a restaurant to prove in that moment where they think it's these girls that it was those girls.
Well, and even if they were convinced, 100%.
I don't know. They were both black. It kind of looked like those girls. I mean, you cannot go accusing someone of theft if you are not 1,000% sure.
You would think that whoever told the manager, hey, that looks like the people that came in last night and dined and dashed on what, a $20 tab, you would think the manager would just simply let reason settle in and say, keep an eye on them, but I'm not getting into a he said, she said that's going to end up on social media over a $20 ticket. I'm just not going to do
it. Do you really think one of them would have retained an attorney if they dined and dashed the day before?
No.
There's no way, because you also have to assume that Applebee's has surveillance video.
Yeah, you would think.
Show me that was me in your restaurant.
But I still hate the retaining an attorney thing.
Oh, it's the principle.
It's an unfortunate
situation. It's the principle of the situation, Scott.
It's unfortunate, but I hate that every little slight in this country has to end up in a courtroom with somebody settling for $50,000 or $60,000 over somebody acting like an idiot.
Now, somebody just wrote in, Independent Center has cameras all over the mall, and Applebee's is right by the entrance.
Okay.
And if you don't think by now Applebee's corporate has not gone over with a fine-toothed comb the surveillance from the day before, you're nuts. They know that these girls were not the same girls.
576-7798. Don't forget, on Friday, February 23rd, so I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that is a week from this Friday, we will be at the 54th Street Grill and Bar in St. Joseph, Missouri. It'd be an honor and a privilege if you would spend that Friday afternoon with us. It's Friday, February 23rd in St. Joseph, Missouri.
Hey, if you are looking for an affordable, fun, gorgeous retirement community, either for yourself or for an aging parent, Silver Crest at Deer Creek in South Overland Park wants you. Affordable month-to-month apartment homes are available now. Gorgeous wooded views, 24/7 on-site security, with all of the amenities of today's modern retirement community. They have 3 meals a day, housekeeping services, and travel in the heart of beautiful Southern Overland Park, with staff members who've been there for 10, 20 years. Studio and two-bedroom apartments are available now for anyone over the age of 55. And traditional assisted living services are there, too, if you need it. We visited. You need to check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek. Ask any resident over the age of 55, and they'll tell you, I wish I would have done this 5 years ago. Silvercrest at Deer Creek, an active retirement community, invites you to take a look. 913-681-1101. 681-1101. Silvercrest. Love the way you live.
1, 2, 3. I got it.
The great buddy guy here on Dana and Parks. From the text line, Scott, it's the principal. It was embarrassing to them to be accused and surrounded by police and know that you did nothing wrong. Until you have lived it, you won't understand. good for you that you got an award from the NAACP, but it doesn't mean it wasn't racially motivated. If it comes out that they are innocent, then what are you going to say? Whoa, texter. I believe these women are more likely than not innocent.
And I 1,000% believe they're innocent.
Because I find it incredibly hard to believe that two women who dined and dashed at Applebee's, and I'm not saying two women didn't, I just find it hard to believe that it was these two women.
Now, I believe two other women dined and dashed the day before.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't believe it was these two women.
That's what I'm saying.
Which gets me back to, if you're going to accuse somebody of doing something illegal, you had better be sure.
So, to this point in the text, if it comes out that they are innocent, then what are you going to say? Probably the exact same thing I'm saying today, that Applebee's was wrong. Even if these are the two women who dined and dashed the day before, and again, let me just pay attention. I don't think it was, okay? But even if it was, Applebee's can't buy this sort of level of bad publicity. It just looks bad.
No, this is crisis manager, party of one.
Yeah. There is a much easier way to handle this situation, even if this is them, than going up in front of all the other patrons in the restaurant and asking two young black women to pay for their meal and get out. That is bad. Why not just keep an eye on them? If they look like the women that were in there before.
I don't think that's okay. You might want to keep an eye on that kid. He has long hair. You know what I mean? I mean,
but if you think these are, one of the servers thought, that's the lady. Those are the two ladies that skipped out on me last night. Okay, fine. But we're not going to go up there and accuse them. How sure are you? I'm pretty sure. Well, I'm not going to kick out two young black women on a pretty sure. So I'm going to have the bartender, hey, just pour beers and keep an eye on these guys. I don't care if it's two young white kids, two old white men, or two young black women. You don't go up if they're not being disruptive. Now, if they're, you know, yelling and hollering and being fools, then sure, you go up and say, ladies, you need to tone it down, or we're going to ask you to leave. If they keep doing it, then you kick them out.
Play a little more of the audio, because they do get very upset. In fact, when I walked in, I mean, I would almost say they were hysterical. When I first walked in, I said to Kat, I go, oh my gosh, who is that crying? And she explained the story to me, and I said, are they crying? And she said, oh yeah, one of them is absolutely crying. You can.
One of them is just being firm.
Well, it's humiliating.
She said she's almost positive.
The server said she's positive.
Let me get her face. She said she almost positive.
Did you tell her you're black? We have not been here. Oh my gosh.
It's okay, Asia.
Oh my gosh.
That's not the scene you want playing out in your restaurant. That's kind of bad for publicity.
Now, I know we have people listening who will say this happens all the time. You know what I'm saying? And you cannot look at cases like this in a vacuum. You have to look at these girls' prior experiences in this arena, and that colors their experience at Applebee's. So you might say, well, I don't know that I'd be hysterical if someone came over and accused me of dining and dashing. I'd probably laugh, like, seriously? I think it's different, and most young black men or women would agree. If you have had this happen to you before, and then publicly, in a humiliating manner, a police officer and security guard try to remove you from enjoying your meal because they think you've done something wrong.
No, it's bad. It's bad. And I don't know if this is something that belongs in a court of law. I don't think it does. Applebee's should probably issue an apology, give them their money back. But this isn't a $40,000 settlement. This isn't a $50,000, $20,000 settlement. It's not.
What do you think it is?
It's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We're very sorry.
Here's
your money back, and we'll give you $500. You got kicked out of a restaurant. You didn't have your right arm cut off. I mean, that's what always bothers me. I mean, we just live in this litigious society. Where people think, oh, I've just been embarrassed, I must be paid. Or dare I say, I live in this world and this just happens to be my payday. I just got my payday. No. you didn't just get your payday. Now, I went through the windshield of a car. I'm going to sue for a little bit, primarily the hospital bills. And I want a little bit in pain and suffering. But guess what, Dana? I didn't walk out of that wreck a millionaire. I didn't walk out of that thing a $100,000 heir.
See, I tend to think if your nose travels separately on the way to the hospital in a different vehicle, that's worth a good $500,000.
But guess what, Dana? I also was an idiot who didn't put his seatbelt on. You don't think the insurance company would point that out to a jury?
Yeah.
Not that saying that I deserved what happened to me, but I sure didn't prevent it.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, you know, this idea that everything belongs in a court of law, and anytime somebody's been disrespected or...
But you don't think there's a punitive benefit to reminding corporations you can't treat people this way?
Do you know where the punitive nature of this story comes out? Right now. Applebee's is on every major street in this entire metropolitan area. If I'm not mistaken, they're still based here. Are they not? Out of Overland Park. But guess what? For the last 45 minutes, Applebee's has been skewered by callers and the hosts of this program. They couldn't buy this kind of bad publicity. They're getting their punitive payback, and it's coming in the form of bad publicity. Don't forget, we are at the 54th Street Grill and Bar in St. Joseph, Missouri on Friday, February 23rd. We also have the next second annual, by the way, Dana and Parks Bowling Bash coming up.
April 21st.
It's a Saturday.
I went bowling last night, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
Sounds like practice.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be ready for this one this year. Pin total. Pin total.
Oh, yeah, because you can't win on game total.
Travis. I've been shopping for my afro and my overalls.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be worn.
I can't wait. The outfits alone are going to be hilarious.
And if I'm still the only black guy there, I'm kicking somebody's butt.
Well, bring one of your black friends.
We're doing we're doing a bunch of special awards. We need to have an award called the Black Bowler Award. And that's from you.
Already won, then.
You're the winner, the recipient, and the one giving out the award.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marks.
Happening now on KMBZ. A congressman weighs in on plans to deport a Lawrence professor. We'll have more next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.